The White House nominated Steve Dixon, a former executive at Delta Airlines, to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA is under pressure to explain its procedures for certifying Boeing's 737 MAX 8, which has crashed twice within 5 months, killing hundreds of people. It has not had a permanent head since early 2018, in part because Donald Trump had mooted giving the job to his personal pilot.
BMW said it expects annual profit this year to come in well below last year's. Like others in the industry, the German carmaker is forking out for the technologies that are driving the transition to electric and self-driving vehicles. It unveiled a strategy this week to reduce its overheads.
Talks on resolving the trade dispute between America and China were set to resume, with the aim of signing a deal in late April. Senior American officials, including Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, are preparing to travel to Beijing for negotiations, followed by a reciprocal visit from a Chinese delegation led by Liu He, a vice premier, to Washington. One of the sticking points is a timetable for unraveling the tariffs on goods that each side has imposed on the other.
Tariffs imposed by the EU, China and others on American whiskey led to a sharp drop in exports in the second half of 2018, according to the Distilled Spirits Council. For the whole year, exports rose by 5.1% to $1.2 billion, a sharp drop from 2017.
The European Commission slapped another antitrust fine on Google, this time for restricting rival advertisers on third-party websites. The €1.5 billion, that's $1.7 billion penalty, is the third the Commission has levied on the internet giant within 2 years, bringing the total to €8.3 billion.
Industrial action by French customs staff caused Eurostar to cancel trains on its London-Paris route. The workers want better pay and also more people to check British passports after Brexit. A study by the British government has found that queues for the service could stretch for a mile if there is a no-deal Brexit, as Brits wait to get their new blue passports checked. Passengers got a taste of that this week, standing in line for up to 5 hours because of the go-slow.